On today's Cardinal Sports Beat, the Carrington Boys wrestlers had another outstanding season. We will hear from their head coach, Josh Kerbaugh, and graduating senior, Corbin Clifton, on his experience this season right after this. The seasons may change, but the action never stops on KDAK The Cardinal and the KDAK The Cardinal YouTube page. A full winter schedule is up right now on the Facebook page, KDAK 1600 Carrington, and on X at KDAK The Cardinal. Plus, Carrington coaches shows all throughout the winter and features and recaps of Carrington basketball and wrestling on the KDAK The Cardinal YouTube page. Your home for Carrington athletics is The Cardinal. On the spring preview edition of the Carrington Coaches Show, live from Prairie Inn Restaurant and Bakery, Monday, March 31st at 6 on KDAK The Cardinal and the KDAK The Cardinal YouTube page, we'll preview the upcoming high school baseball season with head coach Wayne Shipman and have a softball preview with head coach Brady Smith. All of that and more on the Carrington Coaches Show, Monday, March 31st at 6 from Prairie Inn on KDAK The Cardinal and the KDAK The Cardinal YouTube page. The Carrington boys wrestling team won the team regional duels and advanced to the state tournament this year, plus had several wrestlers compete at the individual state tournament. For senior Corbin Clifton, considering all the injuries and all the young wrestlers that had to take part this year, he's pretty proud of his teammates.
I was pretty impressed with how young our team was, just because injuries and having open weight classes, and then, yeah, we won the region and then made it to state. Little disappointed again South Border in the beginning, but they did end up winning, so pretty impressed with just what they did, finishing seventh.
In terms of the future, Carrington have a lot of up-and-coming wrestlers. The problem right now for Coach Kerbaugh is they're all right around the same weight class.
Yeah, and Michael Vandehoven is also be a seventh grader, but yeah, there's a slew of guys that are 107 pounds and under. Yeah, you just had Gabe English, Sky Cromlick's brother Ridge, Mason Cook, you got Chase Stadman, yeah, you got quite a few, and they're all good. They're all pretty good.
That's kind of the
worst. We've got to spread them out, right?
Exactly, yep. Some of them got to hit a growth spurt and hopefully get them all spread out across the different weight classes coming up next year. If you look ahead to next year, I know it's always kind of one of those things we just finished up, but when you look ahead to some of these other teams coming back, what's it looking like across the state on the Class B side?
This is a strong senior class, statewide Class B. There's a lot of people graduating. But yeah, we got a lot of young guys, a lot of young talent coming in. But it still takes time, it takes experience in order to see those results. And sometimes they're instantaneous, depending how much or how good they are and their experience background, and sometimes it just takes a little bit longer.
That's today's Cardinal Sports Beat. I'm BJ Walters.